This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this morning, after all the caucusing in Iowa, a top tier of candidates is emerging. Cruz, Trump, Rubio on one side, Clinton and Sanders on the other. Underneath these showings is money, often from what are called super PACs. They're playing a larger role than ever before in the arms race for political funding, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Super PACs are outside groups that can take multi-million dollar donations, as opposed to campaigns, which can only take a few thousand. In this cycle, the money going to super PACs is almost the same amount as cash going directly to candidates. Take Iowa winner Ted Cruz. He raised $46 million, but another $38 million sits in a super PAC that supports him. Law professor Rick Hassan at UC Irvine is author of Plutocrats United. He says outside money buys time to stay in the race longer.
You could think about Newt Gingrich in 2012. He only was able to stay in as long as he was in the primary because there was a single backer, a wealthy billionaire, Sheldon Adelson.
Outside money tends to buy TV ads that are more negative to pummel a rival, says Erica Franklin Fowler of the Wesleyan University Media Project.
They may not go after just one candidate. They may go after multiple, but outside group ads are much more likely to be negative than candidate ads are.
Still, Super PAC money might not buy you love. The biggest winner in the Super PAC Derby is fading right now, Jeb Bush. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.